all these failures made me have the wisdom, the knowledge that allow me, for example, to create all these business around career confidence for an immigrant woman. Without going through all that, I wouldn't. Hello, beautiful people. You are listening. I am Antoana, and this is your host, Patricia Manley. I am a first-generation immigrant, a mom, a woman in tech, an international speaker, a healthy living evangelist, but above all, I am finally myself. This is your podcast, a space where you can listen to stories and lessons learned that can inspire you to grow and become a better version of yourself. Real life stories that will show you that you can also be the person you want to be. Practical tips and wisdoms with no filters coming from the heart, always with humor and that Latina drama twist that everybody loves. Be ready for a lot of fun, but also a lot of empowerment, because if I can do it, you can do it too. Let's get started. Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of I Am Antoana, the podcast. And yes, last week I wasn't able to publish anything, and this week literally has been quite difficult, but here I am. There's a lot of things on my plate at the moment, but here I am. And seriously, I have to say, I feel so guilty last week, because when I commit myself to something, So if I give you my word that I will give you an episode every week during the season, I will do it no matter what. But seriously, last week was absolutely impossible. But that made me think about how I feel about it. And to be perfectly honest with you, I was feeling a little bit of like, I'm failing to all these people. Even if it's one or a million people listening to my podcast, I feel like I was failing. But then something happened, which is quite interesting. Something happened that made me think again. And some of you, if you're following me in Instagram, you might have seen some of my comments that I recently did. Actually, I think it was last week. And some of you also know that my daughter, Grace, she is currently in gymnastics and she's doing really well. She enjoyed what she's doing. And she went to her first regional competition 2 weeks ago. I was all nerve-wracking. She has been working so far on that. We were so happy that we could take her to this first regional. And apparently, it's the biggest, one of the biggest regions in the UK, which means it's a lot of competition, right? Because there's a lot of schools there competing. And I was a little bit worried about how she was going to take all these. But at the end, went really well for her. She took everything on board and I was super happy. But one of the things that I absolutely enjoyed when I was there was seeing all these girls working so hard. And I know how hard every single one of them has been working to get to this regional, to do what they were doing, to do, you know, the routines and everything. And I was probably the only one cheering up everybody, like, and the most Latin style. I was woohing everybody. I was kind of like, come on, yeah, everybody. At the point that some point my husband looked at me like, okay, calm down. But I really wanted every single one of them to really feel that they were amazing and special just because they were there. But obviously someone loses, someone wins, right? One of the things that broke my heart completely was seeing how some of them, halfway through the routine, halfway through what they were doing, they made massive mistakes or they just got frozen, especially in the side of the floor competition when, you know, you are in this massive floor, everybody's looking at you and you are doing your dance and your movement and your gymnastic movement. And at some point, you forget what you were doing. And you're like petrified. Everybody's looking at you. All the eyes are on you, on that flow routine, and you just go blank. Have you ever feel like that? Have you ever feel like that in a presentation at work? Talking with an important client, making the presentation of your life to, I don't know, sell your services or whatever. You know, even talking in front of the school, you know, your kids' school, kids. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but you know what I mean? Like, how many of us suffer of getting just blank? And it broke my heart how some of them just like paralyzed, petrified, and they just starting crying. And I could see the coaches like, don't cry, just keep your tears in there, do something. And some of them, they just couldn't stop themselves, like saying, sorry, I forgot about it. And I was the first one just clapping and say, come on, it's okay, you did an amazing job. And that makes me wonder how many times that happened to us and how much that could affect us as an adult many, many, many years later. This simple, tiny, teeny, weeny error or teeny, weeny act that anyone can think, you will forget about that. But how many of us have that experience at the back of our head, and every time that we're trying to be, you know, a little bit better or do that presentation or kind of like raise our hands, we say no, don't do it. And we have that tiny voice that we have been talking to you endless amount of times about, your inner voice telling you, why are you doing that? You're not good at that. Don't put yourself through this, because you know you're going to fail. You want to fail? You really want to fail? How ridiculous are you going to sound? Do you realize that you sound horrible when you are speaking in English or in whatever language that is not your language? I mean, all those messages that we are constantly telling to us all the time about not doing and trying things. And I was thinking about all these things can come from this tiny moment, this fraction of a time of you being 7, 8, 9 in front of a tiny crowd, to be honest, they were just parents, frozen and thinking, I don't want this happen again. And how this past experience build that up to get to the point of we can be in our 30s and our 40s, in our 50s, and still feel the same thing. And we put other labels, we put other meanings, we create excuses, good excuses, to be honest with you. And those excuses are not real. The real reason why we are feeling in that way, the real reason why we think that we are not going to be able to do it well or as we expect, is because when you were that age, that happened. And others, like Grace in this case, she actually forgot a little bit of what she was doing on the floor, but she was able to figure it out, and then she moved extra times the feet forwards and backwards or whatever she did, and she was okay with that. She kind of like brushed it up and like, yeah, I did that. And actually her qualification in the floor wasn't too bad, and she took it really, really nicely, thank God. But I just wondering how many times that happened in our life. And a lot of the cases when I spoke with my clients in the past, a lot of things go down into really think about, go back and really think about the first time that we feel or that we felt that we were failing. And what is the meaning of that? When was the first time that we felt like that? And what was the meaning that we put to that particular scenario, that particular tiny little event that happened many, many, many years ago? And again, it doesn't need to be when you are 9, it could be when you are 20, when you're 17, but you know, it happened in the past that makes you feel that in your head, that you're not good enough, that you are not going to be able to do it, that you don't sound good, etc., etc. And then when you realize and you really decompress or you really take all the pieces of that particular event, if you really think about it, you might arrive to the conclusion that nothing happened that time, that that wasn't actually a failure, that actually from that episode, from that event, you learn tons and tons of things. The problem is sometimes the brain just take the bad things to remember forever, but we forgot about the good things that happen because of that event. I'm fascinated about that. And not long ago, I read that it's not about the experiences that we have, because ultimately we cannot change what happened in the past, right? You cannot change that you forgot the routine on the floor when you were 7. You cannot forget that you forgot, you know, the first part of your presentation in your thesis at uni. You cannot change that. But what you can change, what you are able to change, is what you get from that experience. What is the thing that you are going to take from that experience with you and you use it in your benefit? So recently I played this back in my stories in Instagram, and I think I made a reel about it. And a lot of people reply back to me when I ask the question, what is failure for you? And pretty much every single person that took a little bit of their time and reply back to me, they talk about failures is not failures, it's just lesson learned, it's just a way to show us the right direction, and failures is what we need to go through to get and succeed. And I mean, there were so many lovely definitions about what a failure was, but still, and I agree with all of that, I agree with all of that, because when you really go to the past, or you think about your past and you think about those events and you really see them as lesson learned, is it, you see the event in a different way, you see your life in a different way, and it's absolutely amazing. And I now believe that definitely success without failures is not success, really, I think, because it's through failures, it's through, you know, going back, you know, feeling that you are dropping everything and then brush you the dust and then start again. And all those things is building you to what you want to be, is building you to what you want to become and what you want to do. But still we have that thing. That thing that make us feel that we're going to fail, that we're a failure. And that is what I was feeling, to be honest with you, a little bit when I realized I'm not going to be able to do this episode. No, it's not happening. I didn't even have the brains to do it. And I was feeling really bad about it. And I realized, hold on a minute, why I'm feeling like that. It's okay, I'm not failing. I'm just being honest with myself. I'm not putting extra effort on myself to do something that, yes, even though I'm committed to do it, circumstances, life, whatever reason, it's not allowing me to do it right now. And I knew that people was going to be all right with that. I just recently, just today, I saw a very, very interesting post in LinkedIn about an event. I don't know exactly what it is, but it was like an art exhibition. And there was this guy in stairs, and he was going up, and then he was failing in a bouncy, sort of like a bouncy thing, and coming up again into another step of the ladder, and then going down again and going up and going backwards into these stairs. And then, you know, it happens for about a minute and a half or something like that with music. It was absolutely beautiful until at some point the guy got to the top. And then he got to the top and then he fell again into this net, this bouncy thing net, and then tried to go up to the top, tried to go to the top again. And then he went back again to one of the places in the step, and was so interesting to see how true is that, how the only way to get to where you want to go is by going through that situation. You know, issues, problems that we really, at that time, we really feel that they're really bad, that they are going to destroy us, that this is not fair, why life is like that. But actually, when you think about them in a slightly different way, those are the lesson learned that you're going to remember. Another thing that, I don't know, it happened to you, but it happened to me for a long time, and actually still happen a little bit right now, is that thought about, by now I wanted to be somewhere else. By now I wanted to have this and that. By now I wanted to be in this position, in my professional career. And that was so something that was haunting me a lot for a long time. And then I'm thinking about what I did with my career in general, especially because I am in tech. And then I was just wondering, like, for many, many years, like, why I spend X amount of time in one of my jobs, which I spent like 7.5 years. And then why I spend so much in my latest job, not the one that I have now. Like, I spent 5 years when I knew that I wasn't going anywhere there. And that was a constant, like, why I didn't move when I needed to move it. Why I didn't identify that I could actually be in a different position right now if I really have the courage and the courage and the strategy to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to see what happened in the market outside and I'm going to do it. And I think one of the things is, one, because I was so comfortable, and two, I didn't want to fail. I didn't want to be rejected, maybe. I really want to pursue something in these two places, but without like an actual strategy. And then looking back, in some cases, I kind of like regret the fact that I didn't make those decisions earlier. And actually, I didn't make the decision. The decision was made by me, when they made me redundant or lie off, as they say in the States. And that was the best decision ever. Best decision ever that happened to someone else, which I call the universe, took out of my hands because I wasn't making the decision. And then sometimes I feel that I failed because I didn't take the decision right on time or before to move even further into my professional career. And then I tend to compare with other people and say, oh, look, my friend, you know, we went to uni together and look how she's doing or he's doing, and I'm here. And I'm in an absolutely amazing position. I absolutely love what I'm doing, but still I have that thing at the back of my head. So what is failure for you guys? And if you are so clear, well, I feel that I'm very clear, and I feel that I understand what's failure, and I'm happy to fail, because one of the things about my personality is that I need to go through, fail, and see what I need to do. I mean, I'm not the ones that listen what others go through and then make the decision. No, I need to go through and fail, or I need to go through and leave the experience. And that is one of the things that I do with my coaching business, because I have been going through so many things in my career that I failed so many times, that I am here to help every single one of these immigrant women to not go through all that, or at least spend the least amount of time and those stages possible if I can help. Again, why is wrong with that? If all these failures make me the person that I am right now, all these failures make me have the wisdom, the knowledge that allow me, for example, to create all these business around career confidence for an immigrant woman. Without going through all that, I wouldn't. And I feel that this is absolutely my purpose: help every single one of them to become that powerful, empowered immigrant woman, thriving amazingly in the career. And that is what I will love about this. And I'm super grateful every day. I'm super grateful in my journal to say I'm grateful for finding my purpose. I'm grateful for my coaching business. I'm grateful for that. So It's such an interesting area. So if you at the moment, if you right now are feeling that you are a failure, that you are failing so bad as a mom, as an employee, as an entrepreneur, as a wife, daughter, friend, don't feel bad about it. And try to understand why you're feeling like that, from where really this feeling is coming from, and what are the things that you can learn from you experience right now. And sometimes it's hard to find those lessons, but if you can feel that at the moment you can't see any lesson in the situation, you're like, I don't know, Patricia, I can't think about that. Just be sure that you will see the light at the end of the tunnel, and you will be able to see back and understand what was the lesson that you were going to learn. So say to yourself, this is hard, this is tough, and I know that I'm learning something right now. I don't know exactly what it is. I don't know how it looks like, what is the shape, form, what is the button of this situation, but I know that I'm going to learn something from here, from this situation. And you will see that you will start seeing whatever you are going through right now in a tiny, slightly different way. More with compassion to yourself, more with compassion with what is going on, and you're going to be a lot kinder with yourself rather than banging yourself into you are a failure, I know that was going to happen, etc., etc. So don't forget to repeat to yourself, I know that I'm learning something from here. And if you know, brilliant, I'm learning X, Y, and Z. And if you don't, be sure that you will know very soon what was the lesson about all the things that you are going through right now. You never know if at the end you turn it into a completely different person, the person that you really want to be, that better version that you want to be. So next time, next day, everything will be tiny, teeny weeny better if you see this failure in a different way. That is all for me, guys. That is my thoughts. That is a one-off about what failure is for me. See you next week. And if you find someone that need to hear this, please share it with them, because this is literally my conversation with you. It's like, what do you think? So if you feel that this is something that is going to help someone else, don't doubt to share this episode with them. Love you all, and see you later, guys. Bye. Well, thank you so much for staying with me until the end. And if you like this episode, give me a like and leave a review so I can reach as many people as possible and share the love. Also, you can subscribe and listen to this episode in Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. If you want the notes of this episode, go to www.la-mantuana.com/blog. Or if you want to connect with me, follow me on Instagram or Facebook at La Mantuana UK, or join my community, I Am Mantuana, on Instagram. I will love to connect with you. It was a pleasure talking to you today, but remember, everybody has a Mantuana inside. Stay with me and discover yours. See you next week. Bye.